Are sustainability professionals and executives represented small business, the visitor industry, alternative energy, architecture, investment funds, schools, and developers? One point that impressed us was how pervasive the notion of sustainability has become. We are well past the time when adding some solar panels or doing more recycling will satisfy what business owners and their customers are expecting. Duke Hartman, Vice President of Business Development for Mackay Ocean Engineering, spoke of the triple bottom line, that is, profit plus environmental and social benefits. He said, in any project, you have to look at each as if it were an accounting item. Jeff Michelina is Executive Director of Blue Planet Foundation, a nonprofit striving to eliminate fossil fuel use. He shared a certain frustration with the idea that the economy and the environment are factors that need to be balanced against each other, saying that the discussion should really be about aligning the two. Architect Charles Kaneshiro, president of Group 70, has noticed a big swing in that direction, noting that sustainable design solutions used to be something they had to try to sell their clients on. Now, he says, it's something they come to Group 70 asking for, even resorts and commercial developments. The conversation produced a number of other insights from all nine of our experts. From Pacific Business News, I'm Editor-in-Chief Acam Napier for Hawaii Public Radio.